Good morning. Good morning. It's so good to see some of you back from travels and all kinds of fun summer stuff. I have a really big question for you today. Are you ready? Are you ready? I have a question. Do you know what the question is? Ready? What is your superpower? What is your superpower? I know you have them. What's your superpower? I knew Charles would know. Getting hits in baseball. Awesome, brother. Anybody else know what your superpower is? Did you know that each one of us, I think, has at least one, if not many, superpowers? Now, I don't know how to fly without an airplane. And I don't know how to, like, walk through walls. Or I don't have x-ray vision. That's not what I mean. Yeah, a paper airplane I could do. That I could do. But superpowers like, have you ever known someone who teaches you something and keeps your attention the whole time? You never seem like you're getting bored? Yeah, I have, believe it or not. Maybe your mom and dad, they're good teachers. Yeah, teachers, their gift is teaching. How about this? Have you ever known somebody that no matter how you feel, no matter if you did something wrong or you made a mistake, no matter what, they make you feel loved regardless. They never seem like they're judging you. Have you ever met somebody like that?
No.
Oh, I bet you have. Their superpower, I would say, is encouragement and love. That's not always easy for some people, but it comes easy to others, and I think when it comes easy to them, it's their superpower. How about this? How about people who you know are really kind? They never, ever seem to get upset. They never seem to get angry. They're always patient and waiting. You know somebody like that? Yeah. Their gift of superpower, I think, is kindness and patience, something I wish I could get like that. Yeah. Superpowers. We all have them. So Charles knows one of his superpowers. This week, I encourage you to think about and maybe talk with your parents or a friend about what you might be holding on to or developing as your superpower. In the church, we call these things gifts. We call them gifts that the Spirit gave us. And each one of us has a variety of gifts, but never really quite the exact same ones. Because if we were all doing the same things, lots of things would go undone, right? We got to be different so that the whole picture of what God wants can happen. I am so thankful for your gifts this morning, and I want to pray that God blesses us together. Can we pray together before you head back to your seats? Lord God, we give you thanks for the ways that you do truly bless us with the gifts and our superpowers. We pray that you help us to know what they are and use them for the good of your whole church. And I thank you for these children here, for the gifts that you've blessed them with that offer us a more full picture of all that you have called us to be and do. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Thanks for coming on up.